Let's talk to the Ulster Unionist Party's Basil McRae. Good morning to you, Basil.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, I've been hearing from unionists over the last couple of days telling me how outrageous it is that the union flag isn't able to fly over the City Hall every day of the week. You don't agree.
Well, can I say, first of all, personally, I have no problem with the flag flying 365 days of the year. But what I will say, and I said this up in Londonderry when I was speaking to a group of school children, is that there are 11 councils throughout Northern Ireland where it does not fly at all. And that in many of those areas, unionists will feel that their heritage has been discriminated against. And so what I feel is that we need to find a way of getting a coordinated approach, something that's acceptable to everybody, a sensible compromise, and that should be adopted throughout the whole of Northern Ireland.
So what are you saying? What do you propose?
Well, all I can say is that in Lisburn City Council, where I was a member, though I'm not anymore, that we fly the flag at the City Council on designated days, plus two only, and at all other times we fly the Lisburn City Council flag. And there are issues about flying a flag permanently close to the War Memorial. I think that's a sensible suggestion. But I really do have to say that the important thing here is we do not want our whole peace process to unravel over some pretty poor politics.
So
there's a way forward. And, you know, it's not just Lisburn City Council that flies it in designated days, but so does Ballymoney Council, so does Craigavon Council. There are a number of other councils that do it that way. And, of course, Stormont itself flies it on designated days.
Right. So you think the flag should be flown, given the situation we're in, at Belfast City Hall on designated days?
Yes, what people have to realise, first of all, I do think that there's been a bit of a shock to people that this has been foisted on them in Belfast and they haven't had a chance to consider all of the issues. And I think many, many people will have been absolutely appalled by the riots and the violence and the way that this has spiralled out of control. But there is an issue that people need to be aware of, that the balance in Belfast as a council is pretty close to 50-50. It may change at some stage in the future. And what you want, particularly if the boundary changes go through and there's different designations of boundaries, and what you really want to do is get something that is a long-term solution. And if it is the fact that the SDLP and Sinn Féin can sign up for designated days in Belfast, then I do think that they should be able to sign up for designated days in Londonderry and in Strabane and various other places.
But for me to be clear where you stand, because I know where others stand, what do you think the policy should be at Belfast City Hall, given the situation we're in?
Well, I've always been, I'm going to answer that directly, but I will just say that I've always been cautious about getting involved in the direct issue of Belfast City Council, because it's for Belfast City Council to decide. But it has now spiralled out of that particular area into, we're now looking about, are we going to fly flags 365 days at Stormont? And there are other ramifications. So against that backdrop, we need to get a coherent, cohesive policy on the flying of flags on government buildings, including Stormont and Civic Centre and Belfast City Hall throughout Northern Ireland.
Okay, and
if you ask me what I think a sensible compromise will be on that, because I've seen it in Lisburn, you know, actually we've had designated days since 2002 with one small blip in between. I think that it is at least worth looking at the designated days plus some form of solution around the War Memorial is the right way forward.
So you think designated days is the right way to go?
I do.
And you know, Basil, and it's risky for you this, because you know there will be some unionists listening to this now saying this is a sellout. You're in the Ulster Unionist Party, that you should be fighting for that flag every single day of the week.
And not only do I fight for the flag, but my uncles that fought in the war fought for the flag and around the flag, and I believe in the flag. But I'm also believing in how we find a way forward for Northern Ireland. And I look and see what way is the flag treated in the rest of the United Kingdom. Many councils over there fly it, I think it's about 40%, fly it on designated days. But even if that was a different argument, you do have to say, in Northern Ireland, we do have difficulties because there are differences of opinion. I would prefer that the flag was treated with the respect that it deserves, that it is not used as a political pawn, that it does not incite riots or attacks on democratic offices or democratically elected people.
Well, the flag doesn't incite riots, does it?
The way that it is used in as a political pawn by certain elements does incite fears and worries in people, which leads to really reprehensible and, frankly, completely appalling and unacceptable behaviour. And I will not be alone in saying that I am sickened by the way that things happened in the last 2 or 3 days. This is not the right way forward. This is a failure of politics. This is politicians not doing their job right. You should have been able to head off these issues before they became so seriously. And I can cite no greater example than Lisburn City Council. Let me tell
you. So hold on, before we move on to Lisburn, because the focus is on Belfast City Hall at the moment. So essentially what you're saying here, Basil, is that the Alliance Party voted the right way. They voted for designated days.
What I'm saying is that having got into a situation where it became a grandstanding between various factions, played out in the full fanfare publicity, that you end up with decisions that some people are uncomfortable with, but ultimately people do their best with the situation they find. If you ask me, and I just repeat, there is a reason why it is designated days in Stormont. There is a proposal put forward, I understand, to fly the flag 365 days at Stormont.
Do you agree with that?
Well,
Do you think that's mature? Do you think that's a mature suggestion?
It has every chance of success. But the problem would be this.
Flying the Union flag at Stormont has every chance of success.
It has every chance of success.
What planet are you on? It needs cross-community support.
No. My understanding is that it does not, that it is a decision of the Commission, and the Commission can go off and make their ruling on that. But you will then have a situation politically, and I am not arguing for Sinn Féin, far from it, but you will then have a position politically where Sinn Féin will be sitting in a Stormont with the Union flag flying over 365 days.
But how can you say, Basil, I really don't understand. So you're the first senior unionist to break cover and say, essentially, look, the Alliance Party got it right in terms of Belfast City Hall.
I'm the first senior unionist to say that the Ulster Unionist Party got it right.
Well, the Ulster Unionist Party...
Lisburn City Council, its decision in Stormont in terms of the designated days and the decisions elsewhere. The fact that Belfast City Council, with the Alliance vote, comes to a similar conclusion, I think is a logical outworking. And my
just to be clear, though, because look, Basil, and in no way, obviously, are any politicians responsible. It's the thugs who did it. But you do have Alliance Party, political party offices being burnt out, and you know all about that. Now, the homes of family members being attacked. Just so that I'm clear, do you agree with how the Alliance Party voted in the Belfast City Hall flag situation?
Yes. Just to be quite clear, I voted in the same way on Lisburn City Council. So did the rest of the council, including the DUP members. That's the issue. It went through on the nod in Lisburn City Council in 2006. That is the policy of Lisburn City Council, 2006.
But here's what I really don't understand. So I'm totally confused now. You're a senior member of the Ulster Unionist Party. The Ulster Unionist Party, and indeed the DUP, but the Ulster Unionist Party were handing out flyers just a few days ago before this vote, urging people to stop Alliance voting as they did, urging people to make it clear to Alliance that they would see it as an erosion of their British identity if this flag policy was changed. So you've got the Ulster Unionist Party handing out these flyers. You're a senior member of the UUP, and you're in complete conflict with that central message.
I said in the earlier part of the discussion that the Belfast City Council and city councillors are entitled to reach their own conclusions about what will happen in Belfast.
But you think they're wrong.
The reason why I am now speaking is to say this is what happened in Lisburn City Council. And there are some people that say this is not what happened in Lisburn City Council, that the flag is still flying 365 days at the Civic Centre. I invite them to go down and have a look at the flagpole.
What
they will see there is Lisburn City Council's flag. We've had this discussion. We handled it properly. What is a very difficult situation is Lisburn. When the decision was taken to change, there was no fuss. There was no reaction. Most people didn't even notice.
Well, look, there might be some people listening to this today. There might be quite a few people listening to this today saying that you represent mature politics. There might be other people listening to this today saying that you represent a unionist that's prepared to have your British identity eroded in front of your eyes. Does the removal of that flag, the constant presence of that flag, not erode your British identity?
First of all, it does not erode my British identity. My British identity is what I am. It's what my family have fought for. It does not depend upon whether the flag flies 365 days at Belfast City Hall or not. What I will say is that many unionists are concerned in this peace process that the accommodations are all one way, that they do feel that there is an erosion of their Britishness. What I am saying quite clearly is, if Sinn Féin and the SDLP are prepared to accept the flying of the Union flag on designated days in Stormont and at Belfast City Hall, they should also take steps to do the same thing in Londonderry, Strabane, Enniskillen and other places. That is parity of esteem. This idea where you have one...
Well, parity of esteem would be, would you accept the tricolour flying in designated days?
No, the issue that comes down here is that there is an acceptable accommodation, which is that those councils that do not fly any flag should consider, in respect of the minority that are in their area, flying the Union flag on designated days as we do it in Stormont and potentially now in Belfast City Council. And the balance, if you like, is that in other areas we should be flying it in unionist areas on those times.
Okay.
This is a sensible compromise,
okay,
and one is in tune with the rest of the United Kingdom.
Okay, and you say this is a sensible compromise. And when I asked you if the flying of the flag, removing that flag on a constant basis removes your British identity, erodes it, you said absolutely not. Here's what your leader, Mike Nesbitt, said on this programme yesterday.
It is a constant, continuous process of chipping and chipping away at people's Britishness. And unionists paid a very high price for this process, whether they came on board in 98 or 2006. They paid a big price, and the prize that they thought they were getting was that their unionism, that their Britishness was safe and secure, and it is being constantly chipped away at. And that is why people are angry, and that is why they're frustrated. And what we need is not violence on the streets, but a strategy.
And I don't think I'm in disagreement with anything that Mike Nesbitt has said.
Yes, yes, you are. Mike, there's no way Mike Nesbitt came on this programme yesterday and said he agreed with the Alliance vote.
The clip that you have just played me, which is the only thing I can respond to, is I can agree that there are many people that feel that there is an erosion of their Britishness. So you have to deal with that. And I've given you an example and a way forward of fixing that particular issue.
You have your party leader, Basil. And look, this is fair enough. This happens within parties. Your party leader was on this programme yesterday objecting to that Alliance vote, telling us why that Alliance vote was fundamentally wrong. And you're on today telling us that the Alliance vote was fundamentally right.
Well, I'm on to tell you, first of all, I will not get involved in any attack on the party leader. I'm on to explain to you what happens in Lisburn City Council, which is that from 2002 there were designated days. In 2005, Mr. Poots and the DUP, supported by Mr. Given, brought forward a motion that said we will move away from designated days. And in 2006, we actually went back to designated days at Lisburn Civic Centre.
So,
and all of those issues tell you this is the proper way to do politics.
So I guess your job is to convince your party leader, Mike Nesbitt, of this policy.
Which he currently does not believe in.
He doesn't believe in designated days at Belfast City Hall.
I indeed will be having the discussion with the group when it comes forward. I've already made it clear that this is what Lisburn City Council's position was and why it arrived at that particular position and what the physical reality is now. And I will also warn And this is the serious bit. This is where what started off probably as a party political spat for various reasons in the city council is in danger of becoming an all-consuming issue for us. If we get into a situation where our peace process, our way forward, our democratic way of life is eroded, then I think we have a really serious problem. And I will say to you, absolutely, categorically, there is no place, absolutely none, for the attacks on the Alliance offices, the attacks on the elected representatives, the flag-waving, jeering mob that goes out there. That is not being British. If you cannot respect the flag yourself, you should not be waving it. The flag should be treated with respect. And what I fear is that people are not doing this right, that there is a very serious issue here that has to be dealt with. It should be part of the CSI, the Cohesion Sharing and Integration Policy. We must get a coordinated policy that all political parties in Northern Ireland sort out. And you cannot do it, Stephen, if you're having riots on the streets or high-profile headbutting, metaphorically speaking, of course, in Belfast City Council.
Okay.
These issues must be dealt with behind the scenes with proper, mature politics where people consider the long-term future of Northern Ireland and respect for the unionist identity, but respect for the entire environment in front of which we live. And there is a way forward, and we're certainly not going down that route at the moment.
I'm really interested at home this morning to find out what you think about this. I can see you calling now, 08459 555 678. This is the first senior unionist, certainly that I know of, to say that he agrees with the Alliance Party's vote, that he agrees that the flag should only fly on designated days over Belfast City Hall. I want to know what you think about this. 08459 555 678. How do you think Mike Nesbitt is going to react to this interview, Basil? You must have thought about that.
Well, I listened to the points that Mike has made, where he has said that, for example, that any form of violence is morally and legally inappropriate.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Mike Nesbitt coming on this programme, doing other interviews yesterday, attacking this Alliance vote, saying that the designated days policy at Belfast City Hall is wrong. So how on earth is he going to react to this? Have you had permission to come on the programme, for example?
What I will not do, Stephen, and I've told you this, I will not allow this to become some sort of issue between Basil McRae and Mike.
I'm not asking you to attack him, but it's a valid question. If you're a senior unionist in that party and you fundamentally disagree with your leader, in other occasions when senior members have fundamentally disagreed with Mike Nesbitt, they haven't been in the party too long afterwards.
Well, I am not sure because I haven't had a chance to speak to Mike Nesbitt about this particular issue, but from the issues from what I've heard in terms of his pronouncements, and I haven't heard everything, is that the democratic process is at the heart of all Democrats, that you respect the vote that's taken. I also think that we need to find a way of getting through about a shared future which respects Britishness but respects other traditions, and that what we need to see is leadership in the way forward on all of this. And I am quite sure that Mike will be considering what is the best way to do that, and I will certainly be having my input in the discussions.
Okay.
And I do want to make it quite clear in this, Stephen, is that I understand that these are really serious issues.
Of course they are.
And also, the key issue here is that unionists do feel that this peace process, in certain and many circumstances, is a one-way street. What they want to see is reciprocation, because unionists have been able to take very difficult decisions in the past for the betterment of all of the people of Northern Ireland. And I think that's what's called for again.
Okay.
But you need to have mature discussions in an appropriate way and an appropriate forum. And that's real politics.
Just finally.
Experience and leadership to bring that forward.
Just finally, because every line in the building is currently jammed about this interview. Are you really at home in the Ulster Unionist Party? It just strikes me listening to you that some people listening to this interview might think you're more in tune with Alliance.
I joined the Ulster Unionist Party because I believed in the 1998 Belfast Agreement. I looked at how we were going to resolve the difficulties of the past 30 to 40 years of tragedy. And I looked and I said, we need to find a way of living together. We need to build economies, we need to build jobs, we need to focus on the real issues about housing and health and all of these issues. And when it gets to the stage about flag waving for no particular point for triumphalism or for any of those issues, that does not sit easily with me about the way forward. That is not to say that I do not understand that the flag is of huge importance to people. Of course it is. But you need to manage the situation in a sensitive and appropriate way that the people understand what the options are and why to go forward. You must move forward, because if you're not moving forward, you are moving back. And I will say this to you, that I came onto this programme to explain a set of circumstances, a sort of background that I don't think the people were aware of.
I understand that.
They need to get their head around that, and I'm quite sure that the people of Northern Ireland will actually reach a logical conclusion when presented with the facts, not with some sort of political posturing from people.
Well, and there are many, many people reacting now, and you'll hear them over the next while on this programme. Let me cut to the chase with the question. Are you considering joining the Alliance Party?
I told you that I am not on to talk about any of those types of issues. I took a stance on this particular position.
Can you rule it out, Basil?
I took a stance on the issue. I believe fervently in the future of Northern Ireland. I believe in the people of all sections.
I know you do, but I've just listened to you.
I'm here to fight for the people that put me here in the way that I do it.
I've just listened to you, Basil, over the last...
And I will not be drawn, Stephen, I will not be drawn into what I consider to be red herring. Well, I stand here as an Ulster Unionist that voted in a certain way in Lisburn City Council, that understands the frustrations that many unions put forward, and I'm saying to people, you need to find a better way of doing your politics than taking it out onto the street.